making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
While we acknowledge Backus's attempt to contort his body in a way that might minimize the force of the hit, what results is a hit with substantial and forceful contact to Nielsen's head. To summarize, this is interference. Nielsen suffered an injury on the play. Backus has been neither fined nor suspended previously in his 848-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended David Backus for 3 games.
That is a joke. Absolute joke. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market Broadcast Studio at TD Garden on a Bruins game day. Billy Jaffe will join us later today in the noontime hour. But we start with this suspension for David Backus, which is unbelievable. Really, I'm having a hard time believing that they actually did this. 3 games for David Backus for that hit. I felt a game would have been strong. They went with 3.
I didn't think it was going to game.
They went with 3 games. Took him out of the lineup for 3 games. It's going to cost him $100,000,
yeah,
or just close to it.
It's got to be the skate leaving the ground, like you said the other day. And I went back and looked at it again and again and again. And I don't know.
I said that was going to open him up to punishment.
Yeah,
that was going to open him up to discipline because he had left the ground. Because it makes it look like he's trying to go high on the guy,
yeah,
which in the split second he was. It wasn't that bad of a hit. It was not a 3-game type of suspension type of hit. That's not what that was.
Yeah. I mean, what's the name of the safety that hit Gronkowski from Jacksonville? He clearly launched and went high to go up to the helmet. What did he say? 848 games? He has not had a single fine or suspension?
848 games. And they acknowledged
clean,
that.
Clean
so if they're acknowledging that as
tells
part
they,
of their
yeah
suspension, what did they want to get him for? 5 or 6?
Jesus.
What is this?
Yeah, there's a reason they threw that in at the end, because it would have been more. This is like they're starting to take a stand. This is what these hits are going to be now. 3 games. 3-game minimum for a guy that's got a clean record. We're trying to take these shots out of the game.
I don't want to defend the hit.
I don't have a problem with the hit.
But I also want to recognize that it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. Jesus, at this time of day, what would they have given Chara for throwing Pacioretty into the stanchion? 55 games? If you're trying to take this hit out, what the hell are you going to do with that one? I mean, come on. That's unfair. That's unfair to the kid. Now, he's got the ability to appeal it, right?
He's going to sit for 3 games, and he's going to pay $96,000. $96,000, though.
For that
hit. That's what it's going to cost him. Oh, that is so bad. That is so terrible. You know what? That reflects poorly on the NHL, is what that does.
Yeah, it does. It's the first thing to piss you off about the league in a while. I mean, it's hockey, it's contact, but really, you're going to go down this road of totally negating every single little brush hit to the head. I mean, come on.
Brutal.
Well, brutal. Another guy down.
I think we'll find out today. We have to find out within 48 hours if he's going to appeal. I'm sure we'll find out today.
I'd appeal it in a second.
I haven't seen anything that's been reported yet that says he will. But I would. I'd take it to the top because that goes to the commissioner.
Yeah. When did Shanahan stop doing the little video things?
A while ago.
Yeah, that sounds like Dude from the Dude and Bird Show, like breaking it down. You see the guy's head. Backus has been clean in 848 of his games. Never been fined, never been suspended. This is bull. I'm with you on it.
And the biggest problem is that it's so inconsistent, wildly inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's the issue. So if that is worthy of a suspension. What about the hit, I guess, that was on Charlie McAvoy a couple of weeks ago? Does that deserve at least a look?
One. Yeah.
At least a look? I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. I said at the time, McAvoy's going to keep his head up there.
Not the knee. You're talking about weeks ago.
I'm talking about the hit against Pittsburgh.
His head, yeah.
Yeah, going back a week.
Yeah.
A week ago. Yeah, no, not the knee. No. I'm talking about when he got popped right in the face. That one. And we talked about the other one, the Backus hit that he took at the end of January that didn't get a look. That's what drives you nuts about this. Is that it's hard. Because I really don't want to be the guy who whines that you don't go after the other guys, too.
What's the problem with
it's
any?
It just proves that it's inconsistent.
This is the problem with any penalty or rule that you see that they don't. The NFL does it all the time. There's no consistency to
anything. I didn't have an issue with anyone else.
Catch roll, you name it.
I didn't have any issue with the other guys not getting suspended. And I thought that would have been the same case here.
I thought this stuff's supposed to be black and white. Right? Hit to the head. Skate leaves. You launch. You're getting fined. You're getting suspended, potentially. If you keep the skates down, we'll look at it differently. The fact the skate left the ice, that's problematic.
Okay, but so then give him a game, not three.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Where do you come up with three is my question.
What is three?
I mean, one, you could live with a game. You could live with that. You say, you know what? They want to make it more cut and dry, exactly what you just described. He got a game. You don't want to get a game? Don't do that. Don't put yourself in a position to get a game because they're obviously coming down hard. Three is absurd.
How many would Marshawn have got?
Absolutely absurd that he got a three-game suspension. So we'll find out probably today if he appeals. Ed's in Woburn. What do you think of the suspension, Ed?
Well, I think it's a joke because now it sets the precedent where Backus starts. He plays a heavy game, so the next time he gets into a questionable hit, he's got a three-game suspension on his record. That is seriously almost the bigger issue here. Like, three games, to me, is an absolute joke. You have, like, he's never done anything in 800 games. One game maximum on a hit that really, if you look at it, the refs don't call till after the play's over and the guy's laying on the ice.
Yeah, nobody got hurt.
Sorry. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke.
A lot of these are reactionary, too.
Bad for the league.
Yeah. Lay a guy out. He can't get up. Now all of a sudden, we got to do something. Got to do something.
Ronnie's in Fitchburg. Ronnie?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I want to comment on what you guys were talking about, Backus's hit. And also last night, Milbury on TV, he was talking about it was the wussification of hockey, these penalties. You've got to realize, hockey has to stamp down on these needless hits. It's as simple as that. There's no reason. When you watch a hockey game, whatever high game you're watching, you watch how they're still doing these hits. They have to stamp down on it. There's a book out there called Game Changer by Ken Dryden, and he talks about the difference between the NFL and the NHL. The NFL is a collision sport. Hockey, on the other hand, is a game of finesse and speed, and the players are getting bigger, not smaller. And the hits, the arms, to the neck, to the body, it's uncalled for. And they've gotten, you know, the commentators, whether it's you or Milbury, you guys have to realize you are promoting the hitting.
Yep. You nailed it, Ronnie. Absolutely. Call me crazy. I like the hitting in football. I like the hitting in hockey. Call me nuts. I know what I like to sit down and watch.
I like Lucic.
Well,
I like Lucic. I like Lucic when he was young and when he was good and when he fought. Okay? Remember when they started to change the rules after that and the big clunky skaters, they were going by the wayside and the more athletic kids that could move, we're going to spread the ice. We're going to open it up for them. We're going to make the game faster.
No, there's no doubt about it.
Nothing wrong with a hit every once in a while.
The NHL very much wants a finesse game with fewer and fewer hits and less contact. That is absolutely what they are angling for. So, Ronnie, you do have that right. That is exactly what they're going for. Does that mean David Backus has to get three games for that? Can we stop at one? Can we say one game? He's never been suspended in his career. How about we do one game? How about we start there? How about we start with one? Because you could come up with 10 worse hits if you just go to YouTube right now that have happened in the league this year that didn't face a suspension, which, again, I'm not complaining that they didn't get a suspension. It just seems wildly inconsistent.
Be black and
white.
Is
what it seems.
Right?
Wildly inconsistent.
Rewrite the damn rule then.
And I'm a little annoyed that David Backes is going down for three games when the Bruins already have their fair share of guys missing.
Put it in writing.
Important impact players that are yep. not available at this time.
Put it in writing. If you want three, if Skate's going to leave the ground, it's going to be written in content that if the Skate leaves the ground and there's a launch, you will get three games if you make contact to the head. Simple. It's like catch the ball through the ground. If you don't do it, it's going to be incomplete. They want these things to be black and white. You can't call one way one week and another way the next. They did this as reactionary because the kid got laid out and he was hurt. He got hurt.
617-779-0985. Solak and Bertrand from TD Garden at our Star Market Broadcast Studios on a Bruins game day reacting to the news that David Backes, in a ridiculous ruling from the NHL, has been handed a three-game suspension. Will he appeal? We'll probably find that out in the
yes.
coming hours. And if anything is reported on that front, we will let you know. 617-779-0985. Back from the Garden after this.
Stay tuned for more Bruins Game Day with Solak and Bertrand from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, after the puck is gone, Backes delivers a late, high hit that makes substantial head contact with the head of Nielsen. This is interference. Players who are not in possession of the puck are never eligible to be checked. However, the interference rule provides a brief window during which a player who initiates a hit while his opponent is in possession of the puck may legally finish a check. This is not such a case.
Big problem for David Backes is about 0.2 of a second. Yep, that's all it was. About 0.2 of a second outside of the window that the NHL likes to use, and that is 0.6 seconds. And the hit from Backes is at about 0.8 seconds after, late. Meaning it was late and he left his skates, which made it worthy of discipline. Three games, nuts. Absolutely crazy. Insane. But he did. He checked two of those boxes, leaving the skates leaving the ice, and it was too late.
Well, I think it's another box, too, where the way they look at even some of the injuries in the NFL and the way you're going to come down on the type of fines and suspensions. Did the player get hurt? Did the player go down? Nielsen went down, left the ice, did not return.
I just wish there was some common sense.
I think that compounds
as well. Some common sense.
The kid's 30.
It's a compound. It's why he's in there having a hearing yesterday.
He's been playing hockey all these years. He's 33 and he's never had an incident.
Just don't insult us if you're the NHL telling us that you took into account that he's played nearly 850 games and hasn't had any disciplinary issues. Don't tell us you took that into account because you clearly didn't. Let's go to Cody, who's in Plymouth. Hey, Cody.
Hi. My problem with the whole hit is Brendan Shanahan, who's now the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs, used to work for the NHL Department of Player Safety. So how is he allowed to be a general manager of another team? You don't see guys from Toronto getting suspended for hits like this. It's guys like players from the Bruins, like Backes, Marchand, he obviously will get suspended for stuff like that. But how does that work within the league?
So you think that because he is a former disciplinarian, that means guys in the Toronto Maple Leafs are safe?
No, well, he's their GM
protected?
Now. So, yeah, exactly. So how is he allowed to be a GM? He used to work for the Department of Player Safety.
Because he's not working at the Department of Player Safety anymore. He left.
I would feel worse if he were still there, and that suspension came down because he's a former Red Wing. Now, that you could make a case for.
I thought that's where he was going with that.
Yeah. I mean, the other way around, if he was the GM of a team for a long time and then became the disciplinarian,
right.
And all of a sudden he's got guys that he signed to a team.
Somebody left at the Department of Player Safety is still loyal to Shanahan, who used to play for the Red Wings, and that's what. No.
I thought that's where he was going. The fact that now he's got GM pool, he could call somebody and say, hey, my old former team, they got a kid laid out. Go suspend that SOB.
This is not such a case.
It's everything that we talked about yesterday, but I thought it was going to be a fine. Beetle, I don't know what you thought. Maybe nothing.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be fine. I said he's going to get something for this.
But good grief. Three games? And you factored in his 848 game career with no suspensions? Not so much as a fine. He's never been fined.
Right. Three it's games. Either a lie, Hardy, or they've completely lost their minds. One of the two. Those are the two options the league has today. They're lying that they took it into account.
Well, I understand.
Or they've completely lost it, because if they really did take that into account, what did they want to get them for? How many games do they want to give them?
Right. Yeah. A 10?
5? 6? How many were they going to get?
That's why they threw the 848 in. Like they threw that in to make this a point.
So it would have been, like, if he had been fined once before, or if he had done a hit like this before, that would have been what? Call it at least a 5-game suspension?
Right.
Probably. Like Marchand.
Right.
There's no way. No way that's worth 5 games. And I understand everything that they brought up is stuff that we brought up yesterday. And like you, Beetle, I'm not going to defend the hit. It was a little late. It was a little high. Left the ice a little bit. But now it's starting to piss me off, because now you start bringing up these arbitrary rules like, oh, you've got 0.6 seconds. You've got that amount of time. According to who? According to the slow-mo fairy who told you when you slow it down to that extent, that's the amount that's the amount of time you should have to finish your check or to continue your play onto a player who no longer has the puck. You know, they do the same thing in the NBA. You know, you need exactly this precise fraction of a second to catch the ball, leave your feet, and take a shot. According to who? Some guys can do it faster. Some plays are different. Some plays, you got to take into account everything. You got to see where the puck is. What was happening? Did he really know that it was that far gone? Was there that much intent there? Was there intent to injure? That, to me, should be something that gets brought up. Do you think Backes was trying to hurt that guy?
I don't.
I don't either. And for nothing else, based on his 848-game record of never being suspended or fined for something like this before. But now we're going to pop
him?
You
yeah.
3 games. And I'm glad you brought this up, too, Zoe. $97,000.
Beetle did, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good grief.
That
is obscene. And yes, us here locally who know this team, you can't afford to have anybody else out right now. McAvoy's going to be gone for a month. Bergeron's going to be gone for another couple of weeks. I have no idea what condition Tuca's in right now. You're going to sit down David Backes now for 3 games? That is a bad beat. That is a bad call on that suspension. You should be getting anywhere close to that much. That was 5-10 grand, something. All right, don't do that. Hey, David, you've never done this before. Don't do that again. And what we're essentially going to do is take away. It's not a game check, but, you know, a third of a game check, something along those lines, to make sure that this doesn't happen again. 3 games? Almost $100,000 for that hit?
Remember Brandon Prust with the Canadiens? He was the guy who got the... Remember he speared Marchand right in the... Right in the groin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did a story up in Montreal with the Globe and Mail 4 years ago. And in that story, he talked to James Myrtle up there and told him that the league tells the players 0.6 seconds. 0.6 seconds is what you have.
Well, you know exactly how long 0.6 seconds are when you're on the ice.
And
that's good that they tell the players that, because there's also tenths of a second on the hit clock that is visible from all portions on the ice.
They got to check their stopwatch as they make those hits.
Lost their minds. 0.6 seconds.
0.7 and over, you're in trouble with the league. That's what Brandon Prust said.
Hey, Beetle, sure enough, you said it. They told them. These guys know. You know how much time you had. You look down at your Apple Watch.
Ridiculous.
Granted, you got to move your glove up a little bit in order to see the watch, but you got to be able to look at that Apple Watch on your wrist while you're skating, while you're getting ready to finish that check, and see if you're going to make it in time. And if not, pull up the last second there, kid. Otherwise, 3 games and 100 grand.
Jamie and Newton. Go ahead, Jamie.
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Jim? Yeah, IPMIP is a victim of video replay, because, you know, in real time versus breaking it down frame by frame, that's what, you know, he's always been a clean player, and the guy kind of turned into it in a fraction of a second. You can't really hold up.
That's part of it too, Jamie. Real time. The league office should be forced to watch that in real time, Hardy, not give the 0.2 second stopwatch up in the corner of the screen. Watch it in real time only and tell me what you think of the hit. 3 games. He's got to appeal, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that he's going to get anything out of that.
But he gets a knockdown to 1. But he gets it knocked down to one. 33 years old. It's not the way I played a game. When's the last time you ever sent me or called me in for anything? You haven't. Now let's look at the play. Let's go through it. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going through here. Here's where I get caught in the middle. Yeah, I leave the skate. I want to scare him. I want to graze him, but bam, we ended up getting square.
And this is what pisses me off, too, with these appeals now. Because
we're right about it.
Yeah, well, maybe they just want to give him a game. Maybe he will appeal. Maybe we'll get knocked down to a game.
Exactly.
Maybe it's this whole negotiation in the disciplinary office where they say, all right, you know, it's really going to be a game, but he's going to appeal a game even. So we got to give him three, and then he'll get knocked out. How about if you just say what it is, and that's what it is? And players are going to still have the right to appeal, but there should be no expectation of getting anything on appeal. You either run the office or don't. They do it in the NFL. We saw it, and they've gotten away from it a little bit, but we saw it a lot. We're going to give them six games because we know it's only going to end up being four or maybe two. But we got to start higher than that because once the Players Association gets involved, then we're going to back and forth. How about you just issue the suspension so everybody can get on with their lives? Stop having this nonsense hanging over everybody's head.
David Backus got hosed, and we're talking about it with you. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Yeah, we're talking about the David Backus suspension as he will sit out for three games. Bruins without another one of their top players. Three games for his hit on the Red Wings' Franz Nielsen the other night. Suspension is also going to cost him almost $97,000. The NHL said in their review that Backus has never been fined or suspended in his 848-game career. So the team will take on the Flyers tonight at the TD Garden without Backus, without Charlie McAvoy, without Patrice Bergeron. Judd Zrot and Bob Beers will be along to tell us who's left when the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show begins at 6:30 tonight. The puck drops just after 7 o'clock. Celtics also in action tonight. They take on Minnesota Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. That means a 7:30 pregame and then a tip just after 8 at 100.7 WZLX. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Join Zoe, Sarge, Steve DiFilippo, and thousands of others who made a 180 with their health, awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market Broadcast Studio at TD Garden on this Bruins game day. Billy Jaffe joins us at noontime today. 617-779-0985. Bruins at home tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. 7 o'clock puck drop at the Garden. Chris is in Plainville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. All year long, the Bruins have basically been built as a quick, young, very talented team. But with one of the biggest complaints was, you know, they're light on their stick. They don't have a heavy game. Not per se necessary during the regular season, of course. But as the playoffs come and the complaint grows louder, the Bruins go out during the deadline, pick up all big playoff-proven, heavy game, big kind of guys. Just so happens we kind of need them, and it works. Seems to be working out. First big guy on our team that has a questionable hit. As far as I'm concerned, the one against McAvoy was a lot worse, and we're all making excuses why the guy shouldn't have been, you know, suspended. And you know, Backus tries to back off a little bit, and you know, of course, he gets three games, which is insane. But at the same time, it seems like, ironically, we get a much bigger, tougher, stronger team ready for the playoffs, and all of a sudden, the first big guy that throws a questionable hit, we're like all of a sudden the bad guys, you know? So I just think that's crap.
Yeah, Chris, I think it's a great point because the deadline pickup and Nash, of course, yep, adds to that. Adding a big guy like that, all of a sudden the reputation of the
Leaners.
Big bad Bruins is
Leaners.
Back.
That's good.
So this can, I think, hurt, as we're seeing right now, three games for David Backus. I also think it could help. Mm-hmm. If that's all of a sudden your reputation going into the playoffs, that's now your reputation with other teams.
Now you get on the ice with
them. Oh, we gotta watch ourselves.
Our heads better be on a swivel here,
right,
guys.
Right, you
don't
start
standing
getting
around
the heads of other teams that these still are the big, bad, physical Bruins, even though they're not.
Right. Oh, and what was the outcome of the hit to McAvoy? McAvoy.
Charlie McAvoy? Nothing.
Oh.
I'll tell you this, though. That hit wasn't as late, either. Again, we're talking tenths of a second when the players have to
Minimal.
That's Hardy said. They're on ice.
I do think the outcome and why the guy got hurt is a part of the reason why he got the three. And that's going to be the way they're going to rule on these things. But put it in black and white again, to my point. If you're going to knock a guy out and the guy's going to miss time and he leaves the game, then write it down. Put it in black and white. That's the results. If your skate leaves the ice, in turn, there's a hit, which in return knocks a guy out. He goes to the locker room and does not return. That is an automatic minimum one-game suspension.
How does that help the situation, though?
Because at least it puts it in black and white, because we're sitting here debating which hit's worse than
the
other.
Let's assume it's black and white to the league right now. If you leave your skates and it's over 0.6 seconds, you get hit for multiple games. And that's what David Backus got. Okay. So are you good with that?
If that's the rule.
That's the kind of game you want to watch?
No, it's not.
You want to watch a game where David Backus gets suspended for three games for that hit the other night?
I don't want to watch that.
If it's black and white, though, you say black and white.
I don't want to watch it, but hey.
All right, so then you don't believe in that.
But this is what I've been trained because of football. I don't want to watch catches become no catches.
Because that sport is so black and white.
They're trying to tell me what a catch is now. Played football 40 years. I know what the hell a catch is. You don't need to tell me that. They didn't complete it through the ground. Give me a break. Well, that's the way it is. They want it black and white. That's what you hear. That's what you hear from leagues.
And you hate it in football.
I can't stand it.
Black and white. So why are you advocating for it?
Because I have to accept it. Because it is what it is.
I'm talking about what you want. What do you want?
I want that. I want him to be fine. That's it. That's a BS thing. That's a BS suspension.
Ron is in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, Ron.
Hi, guys. Hold on 1 second, please. I got to take your phone.
Okay.
I'm out here on some driveways and waiting for my
turn.
Hold
on, I'll get some chips.
I got to agree with Chris in Plainfield about the heavy game and the reputation of the big bad Bruins hurting them. But I've got another take that's hurting them as well, and that's Marchand. The hit to McAvoy was way worse than what Backus did the other night. I was watching the game. I thought, well, that's questionable. Maybe he'll get a fine. McAvoy, the guy who hit him, drove his elbow right through his head and should have been, I don't know about a major penalty that he should have gotten at least a game suspension. This all comes down to the reputation of Brad Marchand and how the league is just not gonna cut the Bruins any slack because of that little rat. I love him as a player. All my friends love him as the goal scorer and all of that. But I bag on them all the time about their dear Marchand is going to get the Bruins in trouble and end up screwing them over either late in the season or in the playoffs. And I'm convinced that this has something to do with why they're not catching a break.
Ron, very good point. Stay safe out there plowing. Billy, I think, wants to piggyback on that point. Billy, what do you think about Marchand's impact on this?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys if you think that the Bruins might get an unfair reputation because of Marchand's shenanigans on the ice, because three games for Backus, I mean, isn't that kind of weird, you know?
Good job, Billy.
Nice shot.
Yeah, I think it is a factor. I think that obviously factors into the reputation of the team. So, yeah, maybe David Backus should thank Brad Marchand for getting a little extra from the league. When they can't take it all out on Marchand, they'll take it out on his teammates. Anytime something dirty happens with the Bruins, they're going to get hit harder because of their reputation, and you cannot deny that Brad Marchand is a part of that reputation of this current team. Yep, it's a factor. I don't know if it's the factor, but it's a factor.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Definitely plays into it. But you know what I've arrived at on him is you just have to accept it. They won the game the other night because of him. So you take the good with the bad with that player. You have to accept his nonsense and his cheap bullcrap that he pulls in order to take the elite offensive talent, which is what he is, in the regular season, I should say. Still has to do something in the playoffs. But he is a guy who has produced in a big way for this team for a number
MVP
of years.
MVP type player.
And you got to take the bad with the good. You got to put up with his stupidity.
Yeah.
To be able to get him to have a hat trick the other night.
I agree with that.
They go hand in hand.
There's guys in all leagues that you need to deal with it. If the guy's that worth that much to your team, to the makeup of your team, you're going to have to deal with those type of things. We'll get to Aqib Talib at some point in the show. That's another guy like that. You know there's going to be those instances where he pops off. That's what makes him a great player. He plays with an edge. So does Marshawn. That's why we like watching him. I don't know. I see. I just think he'll be a heady of enough player to know the magnitude of a series as you're advancing an elimination. That damn it, I'm going to pull off here. I'm going to have the wherewithal to pull off. I might want to lay this guy out. I might want to instigate. I might want to give him a little stick check. I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to make up with it with my skill set because I'm a different player now. Hopefully he'll be a more mature player when the playoffs start. You know? Last thing you want to see that guy getting suspended for 3 games. Five. He'll start at five with him.
617-779-0985. We've got this on the table. That is the 3-game suspension for David Backes. Bruins have a game tonight against Philly.
Is Tuukka okay yet?
We'll keep talking about that.
Is Tuukka good?
We'll be talking to Billy Jaffe at noontime today. He will join us in this very studio, Star Market Broadcast Studio at the Garden. Coming up next, mix in the latest on the New England Patriots, who are very active, it seems, ahead of next week's league year beginning.
Something's happening.
We'll get into some of that coming up next.
Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, Bruins Game Day on 98.5 The Sports Hub. From the center of the hockey universe, it's Zolak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
10:52, we are on Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market Broadcast Studio at the Garden. 617-779-0985. So there is a report that the Patriots offered a third-round pick for Michael Bennett and a fifth-round pick, which means the Patriots would have given up a third to get Bennett and a fifth. The Seahawks instead yesterday dealt Michael Bennett to Philadelphia because the offer from the Patriots came in late, and Seattle would have looked bad to go back on the deal that they had already agreed to with Philadelphia. So they had agreed to a deal with Philadelphia. They said, yep, let's draw it up. We agree. Patriots come in with an offer that they liked more, but they then did not accept because their word is worth something. They want to keep their word. They don't want to pull a Josh McDaniels and go back on somebody.
Oh, I see what you did there.
They went through with the deal. They went through with the deal for Philadelphia. Okay, that part of it aside, the Patriots were in on Michael Bennett. Zoe, you said the other day you wouldn't want Michael Bennett here. Are you happy that it didn't end up happening?
Yeah, because I think there's other things to be done to spend your money more wisely, like maybe giving Gronk a little bit of a bump. Supposedly you could retain Deion Lewis and Nate Solder and go get a guy like Aqib Talib or Richard Sherman, Michael Bennett's former teammate in Seattle, who is currently at the craps table in Las Vegas playing craps. And that's according to David Portnoy. So,
very relevant.
I think
very relevant piece of information.
I think 3 years ago I would have wanted Michael Bennett. It seems like he's. I don't know if he's totally in the tune to play. You know what I mean? I don't know if the passion for football is still there like it was 3 years ago. And that's not a bad or good thing. It's not. I don't know that. He had 7 sacks last year. He could still rush the passer. See, I like the fact they were looking at him because all this is to me is you're replacing Alan Branch. Alan Branch gone. You save $6 million against the cap. You free that up. You cut his brother Martellus Bennett. That saves you $6 million. Now all of a sudden you got money to sign some people. They're clearing some cap space to do something. Yeah, Bennett's a good player in this league. Is he worth $7.5-8 million a year? Because that's what you got 2 years of the contract left on him. So
he's a better pass rusher than probably anybody on the Patriots roster.
Sure is, yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anybody that you'd put ahead of him. His 7 sacks would have ranked number one on the team last year here in New England.
Yep. Hey, he gave up a second-round pick to go get Coney Ealy. All right?
Yeah, a guy like Michael Bennett.
Another wrecker in the middle.
Well, a guy like Michael Bennett would have been a much safer bet than somebody like Coney Ealy.
You would think so. You'd think he'd be more of a cerebral player, be able to pick up the system better. Now, and then you're going to pair him with what? Malcolm Brown. Dietrich Wise, I think, has earned his spot. You still got Adam Butler. You're getting Rivers back.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm disappointed they didn't land him. But I'm happy that they recognize the need.
Yeah,
and they're looking to make a big move.
That's more me, too. Yeah. The fact they're in it or talking to people tells me they're active.
I mean, your first number one offseason thing was get the home wrecker. Get someone to get after the quarterback.
Yes. Michael Bennett, to me, doesn't look like the home wrecker.
Looks to me like that's the first thing they tried to do.
Like home wrecker A.
You know? You should be thrilled.
Yeah.
You should be happy.
It's like you go and get a dump truck. It's like they're trying to get the Bobcat instead. You know, you need one or the other.
Troy in Dorchester, do you agree?
That
shows that they want to go after one of these guys. I know you've talked about this with us before.
Absolutely. It makes me happy to see that they are, you know, willing to make some trades, willing to get some guys in. I was going to ask you guys, though, do you get the sense from, you know, with the Bennett situation and with Akeem Tlaib saying he wants to come back here, do you get the sense from players that are kind of in the second stage of a good career who want to win badly are saying to themselves, let's give the Patriots a shot because Tom's on his way out and see if we can just get one more run at this with the Patriots?
No, I think he genuinely liked it here, and I think he liked it in Denver. He liked playing with Chris Harris out in Denver. He liked playing with Wade. When Wade left and Wade, that was a great hire by Sean McVay and the Rams. Wade Phillips going to the Rams, you allow Sean McVay to just run his little 29-year-old offense and just, you know, go play pass the ball. Where Wade's going to run the whole defense, they're building a damn good defense out there. Then they got Marcus Peters. They franchised Joyner, the safety. Now they're going to have to let Sammy Watkins go probably. But, I think that Denver defense, and when they cut T.J. Ward, I thought Akeem Tlaib was really outspoken against that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He tore us apart.
He led like a locker room revolt there.
And then, wasn't it after Manning left? And I think it was Trevor Siemian. And things started to go bad. That's when they start running the mouth again. That's a locker room, I think, that could be divided because you got too many egos on that defensive side. You got Von Miller making $17 million a year. You got Chris Harris still there.
Let's go to Dan, who's in Providence. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
What's going on?
I was wondering, what do you think the Patriots' chances of signing Vinnie Curry is? Because they just got Michael Bennett and talked about the Eagles. And I think that would be great if we could get Vinnie.
They're going to cut him. They're trying to trade him.
Yeah.
That's the report right now.
Yeah, Rap Sheet had this a week ago, and he was a little early to it. Didn't end up happening.
They tried to get him to restructure his deal. He didn't do it. He's got $9 million coming to him this season. Jeff McLean out of Philly Inquirer, he's got a report that they're now trying to trade him. And I think everybody can see that if they can't trade him, he's going to get cut.
Yeah.
And my guess is he gets cut and that no one's going to pay him his $9 million.
Do you give the Philadelphia Eagles credit for going after Michael Bennett?
Credit for what? I mean, what?
For not being complacent coming off a Super Bowl win. Saying, because I think they got a front four.
Well, let me clear this.
I think they got a front four.
They're not adding. They're replacing Vinnie Curry with Michael Bennett.
Yeah. See, that's part of it. So, but what that's going to allow them to do is to sustain what they do in the front four.
They're active. I'll tell you that. That's a good sign that they're active.
See, because last year, coming off Super Bowl 52, we're thinking, okay, Patriots, can this be the end? Are you going to continue to add more? What'd they do? First day of free agency, they got Gilmore. Paid a contract that we never thought that we'd see them pay. Traded a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. Traded a second-round pick for Coney Ealy. This may tell you that Howie Roseman and those guys down there in Philadelphia may actually know what the hell they're doing. We laughed at them a couple years ago with the whole Sam Bradford and, you know, Chase Daniel signings, and now you're drafting Wentz. What the hell are you doing? Well, I like vanilla and chocolate. That guy knows what he's doing down there. That's a good football team. That's going to be a good young football team for a long time down there.
Still mixing in your calls on the Backus suspension as well. Jeff in Rhode Island on that. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
So I was at the game the other night, and well, earlier I was hearing people talk about, you know, how maybe Backus got gypped a little bit because of Marshan's reputation. And it's funny because, like, I look at it the complete opposite way. Like, in the second period, Marshan already had 2 goals and 2 assists, and him and I believe Abdelkader were like jawing at the center edge dot. And I was in my seat, and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, you know, go Marshan, like be Marshan, like kind of don't do anything stupid, but kind of like, you know, be on that line, because that's how you know when he's engaged, you know. So I kind of look at it in like a different way. I know a lot of people might be a little nervous when Marshan gets into a confrontation because they're afraid that he might do something stupid, but I look at it as that's the type of player he's always been, and you know he's engaged when he's kind of, you know, putting up points but also getting under the other team's skin.
Yeah,
so, but I'll take one with the other. What you have to say?
No, we've said that, Jeff. You got to take one with the other. I've just learned to accept it. I don't like it. I don't like all his nonsense, but I've just learned to accept it as part of who he is.
Yeah.
You want him to score all those goals, you got to put up with his nonsense and accept the fact that he's going to do something stupid and get suspended once a year. Yep. That's just what we got to realize now. We just got to, I guess, come to an acceptance of that. But I'll tell you what. I think a lot of people have wised up to the fact that Brad Marchand in the playoffs over the last few trips to the playoffs hasn't done very much for the Bruins. So I think there's going to be a microscope on Brad Marchand these coming playoffs. Will he produce in the playoffs the same way he has in the regular season? That will be something we are talking about come playoff time. And that is now a month away. 617-779-0985. Get your headlines, 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back from the Garden.